And look at that, friends. We have spring rolls that look amazing with a sauce that took us less than 30 seconds to assemble. And welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making habshi halwa. Habshi halwa is like a fudge that we eat mostly during weddings, during Eid, you know, festive occasions. So I thought, now I have here triple the recipe. So when you'll be making it, it's kind of not going to be all that much. I just thought, since I'm making it, my sister's wedding is on its... it's around the corner, so I'm just making a big batch. But the recipe that you're going to see is just going to make a single batch. So I have got, we're going to be using whipping cream, butter. I've got some non-fat milk powder here, just any variety will do. And then I have just regular sugar that we're going to be using. So basically, this is an extremely simple recipe. We're going to be putting this in the oven at 350 degrees, and we're just gonna leave it in there. We're gonna come back every 5-10 minutes, give it a stir, put it back in, you know, and we're just gonna keep on doing it, and then I'll show you what the consistency is gonna look like. So here I'm just gonna mix the powdered sugar and the milk powder together. To this, I'm gonna go ahead now. It'd be nice if you have your butter at room temperature. It'll just be easier. Or you could melt it before you put it in. It's up to you. But it's really hot here today, so we should be okay. And I've used 2 sticks, which is 8 tablespoons of butter. So 16 tablespoons are going to be unsalted, and the other 16 is going to be salted. So when you're doing it, you just want to, you could do half and half if you like. But again, this recipe is making triple the amount. So what you see on the screen over there is just going to make a single amount. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and add our whipping cream. Okay, and this is heavy whipping cream, so you just want to give it a good stir, mix it together. Now, I'm not going to be adding any almonds in here right now. We'll come back in the middle stage, and then we're going to go ahead and add the almonds in there. So you just want to mix it where it's just incorporated to the point where the butter is still going to melt in the oven and stuff. Sure, we get everything off of our spatula. And once the butter melts, it's gonna even mix up even better. So I'm gonna go ahead, take this and we're going to stick it in this in the oven. And we're going to let it do its thing. And then we're going to come back every 5-10 minutes and we're going to check how it's going. So it's been about 5 minutes since we put our habshi halwa in. And at this point, we're just going to come and give it a good stir. Make sure all the ingredients have incorporated really well. Because now we've got the butter has melted, so we should be able to really mix everything in there really good. The nice thing about making this is that you can be doing something else and just let this be in the oven. Just come back and check on it periodically. Okay, there we go. We're gonna stick it back into the oven. And we'll come back after another 5-10 minutes and I'll show you what it looks like. So it's been about 15 minutes. And we're gonna take it out. Again, we're gonna give it a good stir. See, the sides have started browning. So you just wanna give it a good stir so everything cooks evenly in here. Okay. And then we'll come back after another 15 minutes and I'll show you how it looks like. So it's been another 15 minutes and I wanna show you what this is looking like. It smells really, really good. See how it's puffed up and it's more getting more golden brown. So again, we're just gonna give it a good mix so it cooks evenly. Just like so. Stick it back into the oven and we'll come back after another 15-20 minutes to see what it looks like. So once you're gonna start seeing that it's starting to get brown, then you're gonna be opening up the oven and stirring it more frequently. Again, see how it's puffed up and the color just looks really nice and golden, and it's gonna get even darker than this. So and you can smell the rich flavors coming through here. Okay, again, just get it even as possible. And then we're gonna again put it in the oven. And again, come back a couple more times until it gets really nice and dark brown. All right, friends, at this time, it looks like we've just got another maybe 5 minutes to go. Look at again, it's bubbled up. And look at the color. So it is coming around. So I think another 5 minutes tops in the oven. And then we're going to come back and add our almonds in it. All right, folks, we're going to get our habshi halwa out of the oven. So you can see from how we had the white mixture to a really nice golden brown mixture. And at this point, I'm just gonna go ahead and add my almonds on top. Evenly. Then let's go ahead and we're gonna mix it. Now we're gonna give it a nice layer, just a nice flat layer. Make sure you get it nice on the corners too, that they're not thin on the corners. It's not thin, you just want to have all evened out. Now, do you see how it's really thick in the middle? Just make sure that you get it all even. Okay. Now I'm gonna come around and just put some. We put slivered onion, slivered almonds on top, inside, and now we're just doing sliced almonds on top. I'm just gonna come around and just dab it just a little bit, just so that it sticks inside. Okay, now I'm gonna wait around 30 minutes so it's fairly cooled down before I make my pieces. So then when I make my pieces, we'll come back and I'll show you how the pieces are gonna turn out. So we're back here and I've cut the pieces on the amritpak or the fudge here, and they're still pretty soft. So it would be nice if you can just cut the pieces and leave it until the next day. So it really sets. The more you leave it, the more it'll set, but make sure you cover it so it doesn't become hard and chewy. So this is what our amritpak looks like, and I am dying to give it a try because I do have a sweet tooth. So let's give it a try here. I'm gonna take a little piece here. It's really, really rich. You can taste the butter and the whipping cream and almonds. It's really, really, really rich. This concludes our episode of amritpak or fudge. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.